What's the one thing that you're left with after the day is over? After all the planning and all the money and everything that's gone into it?
As a bride or as a groom?
Either one.
What do you have left?
Cake, pictures, and thank you notes to write.
Exactly. So I think it's a good idea that she's thinking about that and wanting to preserve her day. Because those of us who have been married know how much we remember from that day. There's so much that goes by so fast that you spent so much time planning.
Did you puke on your wedding night?
No.
Oh, okay.
What? No, I wasn't drunk.
Okay, well, some brides do. She said she didn't remember much. I'm sorry. I guess I jumped to a conclusion there.
Well, I think about it. How much time does every woman spend planning her wedding? And then you're so nervous and it goes by so fast. That's the only thing you have left to remember. So I think she's smart.
Okay, but that's if she's being honest here. Now, you're saying if she's being honest about wanting to use that money for a photo album.
Exactly. Photo albums and the pictures are expensive.
Well, yeah, they are, but at least a dollar is not going to cover it.
Well, if you had a dollar from... How many people are really going to give a dollar?
Right.
Yeah. Most people are going to give at least five.
That's why I say it's sneaky. So, you know, I think she's being too sneaky.
Well, maybe. But then how do you tactfully ask for $10 towards my photo album?
I don't know.
You know?
Is asking for a dollar that tactful?
I don't think it's all bad. If the question was raised, where are you registered or what do you want, then she's being honest.
All right. Well, very good stuff today. Thanks for calling.
You bet.
Take care. Stooks in the morning, what do you think?
I got to say, I'm totally against giving money for a wedding present. This is not graduation. You know, you get money for graduation.
Yeah.
You don't get money for a wedding present.
But what do you give?
I mean, well, if you want money, invite people that you don't know to your wedding. If you want something personal, invite your friends.
Okay,
family.
You can't ask for money, but are you allowed to give money?
Yes.
Why that? Why is you allowed to give?
Because you're offering. You're offering. If I went to a wedding of George Michael's, yada, yada, yada. But
Are you talking about the singer?
Yeah, that's just a name.
Yeah, I'd stay out of the restaurant.
It's early, sorry. Well, if I went to his wedding, I would probably throw up, but that would be my gift to him.
Your vomit or the money?
Both.
Okay.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that you just don't give money for a present. If that's all you're going to give,
yeah,
you just don't do that.
All right, man. That's very good stuff today. We appreciate the call.
No problem. Have a good one.
Hit us up anytime, bro. Stooks in the morning. You're the last call on this. Go ahead.
I think that everybody in your room has said that they'd rather have cash, so maybe she's just trying to say it nicely.
Yeah, I think she is. She's being clever. I give her props on cleverness.
Because I think definitely if you have everything that you need, everybody's going to want money. And she just doesn't have the guts to come out and say it.
Yeah.
Or she could just charge everyone to come to her wedding.
There you go. Admission fee.
Like ticket to come to her wedding.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Idea.
You need a pretty kick-ass wedding to charge admission.
Yeah.
At least a clown or something.
I'm going to have a potluck at my wedding.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
So don't bring past your wedding, bring food.
Yeah. And then I can keep the dishes as a present.
The Tupperware?
Yeah.
I think
you never have too much Tupperware.
Or a casserole
But
dish.
Who's going to want to separate themselves from their Tupperware is my question.
They can buy a new Tupperware.
I think it's expendable.
Are we talking name brand Tupperware here or like the knockoff brands?
Who spends a lot of money on Tupperware these days? I haven't been to a Tupperware party in my whole life.
So. I wish I had been. I haven't even been around a Tupperware party. My mom has Tupperware. I don't remember any Tupperware parties growing up, and that seems like that'd be one of the memories I'd retain.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe it was BM before Matt.
Ooh, I am the youngest of three, so
yeah.
I guess there's a chance they got all the Tupperware before me.
Yeah.
I would think with a third kid, you need more Tupperware, though.
Yeah.
I question that.
Especially with boys.
Yeah. What? Why more so with boys? What are you preserving?
Because boys eat
more.
Well, yeah, boys eat more, but
if you eat more, you don't need to Tupperware it.
Yeah.
You just send them to school with a bag of potato chips.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
No, that's not very healthy.
Oh, it's fine.
Unless they're baked.
With the kids?
That's fine.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.